listening to Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into Retirement Today.
Hello and welcome. This is Jenna Carnes, owner and president of Beacon Wealth Advisory, and we are here to help you get to and through retirement with financial peace. You're listening to Retirement Today, and you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or even go out to our website, which is beaconwealthadvisory.com, and listen to our podcasts from today or even past podcasts. You can also go out to our YouTube page. If you go out and search for Beacon Wealth Advisory, we've got this show that'll be out there and also past ones that you can view. So thank you so much for tuning in. And listeners, you will want to stay tuned today. Many people end up inheriting a traditional IRA, and we are going to talk about everything that you really need to know if you inherit a traditional IRA. But before we do that, I have to say hello and, of course, welcome my fabulous, beautiful co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. How are you today, my friend?
Oh, I am great. That is quite the intro. That is amazing. Thank you for, you know, making me feel so great.
Oh, you're welcome.
I mean, I've just been enjoying the nice weather. Like, you know, we got to get our tan on.
That's
the theme with us.
Yes.
You know, I'm in Minnesota. And so the wildfires from Canada, you know, has been kind of taking the sun away. It seems like it's finally getting back to normal-ish. So that's good news, and I can be outside more. And of course, the summer, like, farmers markets, those are back in session. So those are exciting. Yes. But yeah, so Jenna, what have you been doing and what's going on in your world?
Yeah, well, I told you we're a sporty family. We got through soccer and now it's full blown softball season. So we've got two of our girls in a actual club level softball team that my husband, Corey, is coaching. And I help out in the dugout with one of my other daughters. But we are just having so much fun. It's great to just encourage the girls, watch them play. And I just absolutely love the families that we're playing with softball. So, I mean, we've sometimes got, 2-3 games a weekend. And then we also have practice on Wednesday nights. But it really makes it fun when you enjoy the people. And so Absolutely. We just have so many sweet families. So I'm actually really looking forward to spending time with these people over the summer, but it is going to be a lot of games.
And I mean, is it like an evening thing after work and
Not so much. Well, Wednesday night we have practice, but like Saturdays and Sundays, you know, there can be like 2 games on Saturday, 2 on Sunday. Wow. But, you know, like I said, both of our girls are pretty competitive and sporty and they do love softball and soccer. I think my husband may like softball even more than they do, but but we'll see. But no, it's fun. I'm looking forward to it. And it's great. They learn how to really play as a team. And you just learn so much, I think, from sports about yourself and about just how to be a good teammate. So we're having a good time.
Yeah. I mean, you are going to quickly one up me with your tan then is what I'm hearing.
Yes. Yes. We'll have to share other beauty secrets because I don't want you to feel bad on the next show.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this camera does not do quite justice, right?
Oh, right. Exactly.
Well, that just sounds like so much fun. And I'm excited for today's show. And, you know, as I know, you have a lot of important information to share with people about like what they should do and if they inherit an IRA. So it can be overwhelming to navigate the loss of someone that you love. And many people need to know how to take care of the financial, you know, matters that come along with inheriting this IRA. Yeah. So let's just start with the basics, Jenna. What is an inherited IRA?
Yeah, well, to keep it very simple, an inherited IRA, and it's also referred to sometimes as a beneficiary IRA, is just an individual retirement account or IRA that's passed down to a beneficiary when the original owner dies. And the rules for inherited IRAs really depend on whether you're a spouse inheriting it or a non-spouse, like a niece, friend, child, unmarried partner. And so we'll go through how to handle it depending on what type of beneficiary you are.
So there's a lot of different rules for spousal beneficiaries and also non-spousal beneficiaries, like you said. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. What are the rules if you inherit an IRA from a spouse?
Well, it's a lot more flexible if you inherit the IRA from a spouse. The most popular option that I see is that people, when they inherit it from their spouse, they usually just transfer it over to their own traditional IRA, and that just gives them more control over how to take it out. They can even use their own life expectancy for the required minimum distribution. You do have to make sure that if the spouse passes away in that particular year, if they had not taken their RMD yet, you would have to actually take the RMD out for your spouse before transferring it over to your own IRA, just to make sure you don't get any tax penalties or anything. And, you know, most spouses that inherit an IRA, like I said, they just move it to their own. But we did have a unique situation. You want to hear about that, Jacqueline?
I would love to, Jenna.
All right. Well, we had a lady who inherited an IRA from her husband, but she was under the age of 59 and a half. She really wanted to start living off of that IRA. And so instead of me recommending that she just move it to her own traditional IRA, we actually kept it as an inherited IRA versus transferring it to her own. Because if she kept it as an inherited IRA, she would be able to avoid that 10% IRS tax penalty when living off of it. Now, once she's over age 59 and a half, our plan is to transfer it to her own existing traditional IRA, which you can do anytime within 10 years of the owner's death. And again, by her just moving that eventually after she's 59 and a half into her own IRA, it just gives her a lot more flexibility on how to take it out and kind of spread out that tax bill over a longer period of time. But it is really important. Every situation's different. It's important to work closely with your financial advisor and potentially even your CPA before making any big decisions if you inherit an IRA from your spouse.
Yeah. So, and that is, again, what Jenna said is from a spouse. And yes. So what about the non-spousal beneficiary rule? Like if you inherit an IRA from people like a parent, non-married partner, sibling, friend, are the rules stricter, right?
Oh my goodness, are they stricter? This is about as strict as you can get. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready, but
They're strict. Well, under the SECURE Acts, which really were the laws that Congress put together to make these changes on IRA beneficiary options, most non-spousal beneficiaries, get this, have to withdraw all the funds, Jacqueline, within 10 years of the owner's death. As long as the IRA got passed down and the person died in 2020 or later. Okay. The exact 10-year timeline, and a lot of people don't know this, actually starts the year after death. But before this law passed, oh my gosh, it was so much better for the kids. I mean, they could just inherit this IRA, which, you know, nobody's paid taxes on yet, and just take out a little bit each year, stretch it over their lifetime, which could be like 20, 30, 40 years, even if it was a grandchild. And they would just take a little bit based on their age out every year so that inheritance could really grow and it would reduce the taxes. It was a great option. And that is available for people that died before 2020 yet. But after Congress got together and came up with this SECURE Act, which... in between you and I, whoever came up with it in Congress obviously did not have children, because they probably would not have created this if they did. But basically, like I said before, now when the beneficiaries, if they're non-spousal, inherit this, they have to pay the taxes on it within 10 years of the owner's death, which is a much higher tax bill for these beneficiaries. I mean, they didn't have to do this before. They could just stretch it out. And so there are a few exceptions to this. If you're disabled, under the age of 21, no more than 10 years younger than the deceased, or disabled or chronically ill, the rules are a little different. But for most people that inherit an IRA, the whole account 100% needs to be withdrawn by the 10th year. And so that can be a really significant tax bill. And so a lot of people are thinking, well, I'll just take out maybe 10% per year to kind of get some of those taxes paid. And then in the 10th year, you know, they're, because the account's grown, I might have a little bit bigger tax bill. But I personally think it's better to really get proactive and work closely with your financial advisor, because one thing that we do is we really look at the tax bracket and we try to fill up that tax bracket as much as we can each year to avoid there being a big tax hit in that last year. So again, it's very important you work with the financial advisor. Don't try to figure this out on your own with inherited IRAs. The rules are so complex on it. And if you make the right decisions, you can reduce your tax bill on your IRA inheritance. And you know, Jacqueline, it's great to get an inheritance, but I think it also matters with that inheritance how much you actually keep, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't want Uncle Sam getting most of the inheritance, right?
Yeah.
So you really have to make those right decisions, you know?
Yeah. And I love, you know, I think it's common for this, you know, the non or the different beneficiaries, and how it's very probably common for children. And so yeah, those rules are so strict for these children, and no, it's a tough spot to be in for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, can you imagine if you were like a pilot or something, you know, in a 30% tax bracket, and your dad, you know, basically gave you $1 million IRA, you'd have to basically add $100,000 of income every year, you know, if you're going to spread it out to your tax situation. And so it really, it's important for people that if they are passing on an IRA to be proactive and actually do some planning beforehand, in my opinion.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I'll take $1 million, though. Let's be honest.
That's true. But if you get that $1 million and you have to give 30-40% of it to Uncle Sam, it's like, ouch, yeah, right? But yeah, we have no done kidding. Something before then to avoid that, right?
Absolutely. So Jenna, let's talk about how inherited IRAs coordinate with charities for those people that, you know, are passionate and generous and to a cause that they want to donate to. So what do our listeners need to know about this?
Yes. Well, I talked about this on the last show. People really, a lot of my clients take advantage of a tax planning opportunity called a QCD. And I don't know if you remember what that means, qualified charitable distribution. They do this all the time with their regular traditional IRAs, but a lot of people don't realize that you can actually do a QCD, which is basically just giving money tax-free from your IRA if you're over 70 and a half, also with an inherited IRA. Actually just did one for a lady not too long ago. And what's great is if you're over the age of 73, where you absolutely have to take out those RMDs every year or required minimum distributions, it also can count as your RMD, but you don't get taxed on it. So it's a great tax planning opportunity that you can also do with inherited IRAs.
Yeah. So Jenna, is there anything else you want to share about these inherited IRAs to charities?
Yeah. Well, most people don't realize this, but if you make a charity the beneficiary of your traditional IRA, instead of it all getting taxed, if you leave it to, you know, let's say your kids or a friend or a niece or something, if you leave the charity on there as the beneficiary, the charity actually inherits that IRA money tax-free. So if you're doing some estate planning and you're wanting to leave some money to a charity, it would be very wise to leave the charity as a beneficiary of part of your IRA, because then instead of Uncle Sam getting 20, 30, 40% of it, if you leave it to a kid, the charity will actually get that whole dollar amount tax free, and you'll basically give a tax free donation when you pass away. Isn't that great?
That is a great plan, and, you know, kind of a perk or a loophole in the system in a way. But yeah. So speaking of tax free, can a non-spouse beneficiary convert their inherited IRA to a Roth IRA?
You know what's so funny? I had an appointment right before this, and the lady actually asked this exact question, which I think is funny. So I get this question a lot. The answer to that is no. So if the beneficiary has an inherited IRA and they're not a spouse, they cannot convert the Roth IRA directly and then move it into their own Roth IRA and have it grow tax-free. So they can't convert inherited IRAs to a Roth IRA if they're a non-spouse beneficiary. However, there's, you know, ways where you can maybe pay taxes on that IRA. And then if you're still working, open up a new Roth IRA and add into it. But the most you can add in is $7,000 or $8,000 a year. But again, you know, if people want their children to inherit the IRA with less taxes or potentially even tax-free, it's good to do some of that planning beforehand, right?
Yeah. And so can a non-spouse beneficiary that inherits an IRA transfer that IRA into their own traditional IRA?
No. The spouses can, remember, but if it's okay. A non-spouse beneficiary, the answer is no. So if a non-spouse beneficiary inherits an IRA, it has to be set up as an inherited IRA. They can't just go transfer it to their own traditional IRA like a spouse can. And this means that if the person is over the age of 73 that's passed away and is already taking RMDs, they can't aggregate the RMDs out of their inherited IRA with the regular traditional IRAs. And they have to keep taking an RMD whether they want to or not, you know, obviously, it has to be liquidated within 10 years. But if the person that passed away, if the original owner is already taking RMDs, that person that inherits it, if it's a non-spouse, has to keep the RMDs coming out. Now, what's interesting is you can aggregate the RMD. Like if you have multiple inherited IRAs, like let's say you inherited okay. one from grandpa, one from grandma, and one from auntie yep. over here. You can aggregate the RMD out of the inherited IRAs for each other, okay. but you can't aggregate the inherited IRA with the traditional IRA. They'd have to come out from separate accounts. So I know that's getting, you know, a little bit complex and out there, but, you know, there's just a lot of these rules that people are not aware of that can really, you know, if you take an RMD out of the wrong account, they're going to penalize you 25% of whatever you were supposed to take out that you didn't. So you need to know these little details or it can really put you in a bind.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. I feel like this episode, we've talked a lot about, you know, the nitty gritty of the IRAs and, you know, some things that I didn't even think about was the non-spousal versus spousal. And, you know, for children, that's a huge portion of where these IRAs, you know, tend to transfer to. Yeah. And so, Jenna, what do you want to leave our listeners with today from the show?
Well, as I said before, the SECURE Acts, they've really made inheriting IRAs very complex with the new regulations. And so you really have to do careful planning to avoid unnecessary taxes, penalties. Again, we really, really want our families to get these inheritances and kind of kick Uncle Sam out as much as we can, right? So it's just very important to work with a financial advisor that has had this training. And we have had some very extensive training from Ed Slott, a real famous CPA, on all these little tax details that many advisors aren't aware of. And so it's just really important to work closely with your financial advisor if you inherit an IRA and really also your CPA just to make sure that you're making all the right decisions.
Yeah, no kidding. So, Jenna, can you remind our listeners, you know, how do we get a hold of you?
Yes. Well, if you would like us to take a look at your inherited IRAs and walk you through all your options, we actually have a beneficiary guide that goes very in depth on how to inherit an IRA and what all these rules are. So you could always email us to get this guide at info@beaconwealthadvisory.com. Or we'd love to just sit down with you, chat, take a look at your statements from your inherited IRA or IRAs, any investments you want us to take a look at. And you can give us a call at 1-800-994-8993. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993.
Well, and Jenna, I love that you mentioned that guide, because I know you've talked about that before. And I just think that is such a great resource for people to use and listeners. So definitely, that's a just great source.
Thank you. Yeah. And I actually forgot to mention, not only does it have all the rules on there, depending on what type of beneficiary you are, but it has the correct RMD tables for inherited IRAs, which are different than regular IRAs. So it's really important that you also calculate the RMD correctly on inherited IRAs. So this guide will really make your life simpler to have if you've inherited an IRA, and we'd love to just sit down and be a resource for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for today's show, Jenna, and I will talk to you next week. So that does it for today's episode of Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.